To comprehend where we currently find ourselves, we must open-mindedly inspect the origins we come from. Language, as we know it, was originated by the Phoenicians, a group of highly successful sea merchants dating back as far as the 11th century BCE. They spread the Phoenician alphabet throughout the Mediterranean, inspiring the alphabets of ancient Greece and Rome. A deaf Phoenician, or definition on its own, is used by one who does not investigate the etymology and phonetics of the words they speak. The origins of many of the commonplace words we use today are dark, to say the least. To begin to understand what vibration a word carries, there are four simple keys. First is its basic definition. Second, the etymology, or history of the word. Third is the phonics, meaning how it is spoken or heard. And lastly is word splitting, meaning taking the prefix and the suffix and discovering their links to other words. All are essential steps, the last of which plays a crucial role in today's English-speaking communities, as many of the simple Latin terms, easily understood on their own, have been manipulated into alternative versions of the same vibration. These vibrations are then applied to your subconscious mind from birth, and in daily if not hourly intervals from there on, depending on a person's capacity for self-talk. We are birthed into this world, or whirled into it, as it spins on its axis, propelled by the sun, producing a centrifugal force pushing and pulling us and the seven major planets, which are all separated. Sep, derived from the Latin septum, meaning seven. Depicting the seven-step process we are subjected to so frequently within this experience, such as 7 days of the week, seven notes in a mode of music, and the seven colors in the rainbow. We live, which means to continue or remain animated within this separated state, in a world of colors, because we are a human, representing a multidimensional being of light within a bodily experience. As we grow, our instructors push and pull us towards, or tow and ward us, into following the storyline. There is a toad in our mind, symbolic of the reptilian brain, or basal ganglia, responsible for fluid mind-body interaction and species-typical instinctual behaviors, which pulls us around if we do not assert superiority over its functionality. Those who choose to go with the flow, or run with it, become a vein of the ore that is mined from the mind, which is our gold, our soul, originating as the concept of rising from and returning to great sacred lakes or seas. We sit in our boats at birth, where we can be mined as we generate electrical gold via our thoughts. The pineal gland is the origin point from which we can reconnect into the telepathic field of electrical consciousness, and is what your parents sign away at birth when placing their signature on your birth certificate, surrendering the license, derived from the Latin licentia, meaning freedom, to certify you as property of a country, derived from the Latin contra, meaning against or opposed. Truly, all that you see is electric. When you entertain low vibrations such as hate and greed, you become an antenna, amplifying it in your immediate surroundings. When you get on the frequency of abundance or love, you become and amplify this instead. Everything you say tells your subconscious mind what your reality is, and then your subconscious mind creates that for you. To learn the ways you can begin to cast the spells and incantations you desire in your life, click on the video link below, and follow up by looking into the continued research and developing a deeper relationship with this knowledge for yourself.